Illinois to require landlords rent to illegal aliens as housing costs surge. By John Binder on July 7, 2023. Illinois will soon require landlords to rent and sell property to illegal aliens, opening the housing market to tens of thousands considered deportable from the United States, even as rents remain sky-high in metropolitan areas like Chicago. Late last month, Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., signed SB 1817 into law, which will add immigration status as a protected class under the Illinois Human Rights Act. The law ensures that landlords across Illinois will be banned from refusing to rent or sell property to illegal aliens strictly because they are illegally in the U.S. This law sets clear boundaries, protecting the rights of immigrants and ensuring that financial institutions and service providers cannot engage in discriminatory practices, State Senator Ann Gillespie, D., said in a statement. Putting these protections in place will promote fairness to ensure people are not unjustly denied housing. The law comes as housing costs for Americans remain sky-high in Illinois. For example, in Chicago, the median rent today is about $1,900 a month, a bill that is out of reach for most working and middle-class Americans. Compare that to last year when the median rent in Chicago was $1,750 a month. Decades of research have detailed the impact mass immigration has on housing costs for Americans. The results are so evident that establishment media outlets like the New York Times and New York Magazine have acknowledged the issue. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., has been a singular voice in the Republican Party raising the alarm on mass immigration's detrimental impact on housing costs that prevents first-time home buyers and those looking to move from securing property. Think about what this does for housing prices when you have to house 10 million people that shouldn't be here. That drives up the costs of housing when interest rates are already through the roof, Vance told Breitbart News earlier this year. This is economic warfare and theft of the American dream from American citizens. That is the big problem here, and that's why we have to keep fighting it, he continued. In 2013, a study by the Michael Bloomberg-funded New American Economy, which promotes mass immigration, explained how the importing of tens of millions of immigrants over decades had helped raise housing costs by $3.7 trillion for the next generation of homebuyers but spun the figure as the creation of housing wealth. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.